Today's shiur is Masechta Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishneh Vav. Begins the Mishneh. Yehoshua ben Prachya v'Nitai Har-Abeli Kiblu Mehem. We are now learning about the second set of zugois, of pairs, that we began in the two previous Mishnayos. Again, the first one that is mentioned is the Nasi of the Sanhedrin, and the second one is the Av Beis Din. Yeshua ben Prachya and Nitar Bailey, they lived at the time of Yanai HaMelech, which was 200 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni, the destruction of the Second Temple. Nitai HaRabeli was from the city of Arbel, which is in Golil HaTachton area of Eretz Yisrael. And what Yeshua ben Prachya is coming to teach us is the importance of a person not being a loner. And in this regard, a person should have a Rebbe, he should have a good friend, and he should always be done kol adam l'kav zchus. He should have a Rav, because the Rav will teach him Torah. The Rav will explain all his doubts and be able to train him in having a good, solid logic in everything that he learns in Torah. It's important for him to have a good friend, a straight friend, a faithful friend. A, in Torah it is important, so that through the give and take between him and his chavrusa, between him and his friend, the friend will sharpen him in limud haTorah. He will strengthen him to withstand the trials and tribulations of life itself, and a good friend will help him physically and monetarily at any time of trouble that the person may undergo. And finally, what Yeshua ben Prachya is going to tell us is that in order to gain the most from his Rebbe, from his friends, in order to be mu'urv imabriyas, to be beloved by everybody, he should have the midah of always being done l'kav zchus, always evaluating every person that he meets in a positive light. And now let us see the words of Yehoshua ben Prachya inside. Yehoshua ben Prachya oimer, asay l'cha rav, make for yourself a rav. We find in Avos d'Rav Nosson, Ketzad, how does a person make himself a Rav? Melamed, Shiyasalayas Rabbi Keva. He should have one main Rebbe. The Yilmad Mimenu Mikra, Mishnah, Medrash, Halachas Vagodis. He shall learn all of these things from his one Rebbe. And if his Rebbe will not teach him something in Chumash, in Mikra, at the end he'll teach it to him in Mishnah. If he won't teach it to him in the Medrash, at the end he'll teach it to him in Halachas. If he won't teach it to him in Halachas, he will finally teach it to him in Agada. So if a person stays with one Rebbe, at the end, he will have learnt everything together. Hoye Rab Meir Oimer. Rab Meir commented on this. Halome Torah Mirav Echad L'mao Doma. A person who learns Torah from one Rebbe, what is he compared to? L'echad Choyseloi Soda Achas. That somebody had one field. V'zora Miktsasa Chitim, Miktsasa Soirim, Miktsasa Zesim, Miktsasa El Ilonis. And he planted in that one field, part of the field wheat, part barley, part olives, part other fruit-bearing trees. V'nimtza Adamahu Moli Taivu Bracha. That person has all good. But if he learns from two or three different Rebbeim, he is compared to someone who has many fields. In one field, he planted wheat. In another field, barley. In another field, olives. And in a fourth field, he planted trees. He doesn't have it all together in one place. Here he has to go for wheat. There he has to go for the barley. It's not integrated into one field. It's not integrated. The Torah does not become a whole in the person if he learns from many different Rebbeim. And therefore, asay l'charav, have one Rebbe who is your main Rebbe to teach you all of Torah. Secondly, the Mishnah says, ukne l'cha chaver, acquire for yourself a friend. The Tanna Rabbi Eliyahu tells us, la'olam yikna adam chaver la'atzmi, v'yoychali moy, should eat with that chaver, v'yikri moy, he should learn Chumash with him, V'yishnei Moshe, learn Mishnayis, Gemara, V'yigalalei Sisrei Torah v'Sisrei Derech Eretz. He should reveal to him the secrets of Torah and of Derech Eretz. Shenemar, we find that Hashem told Moshe, Kach lecha es Yeshua bin Nun. What does Kach lecha mean? Lametcha she'en chavr nikne ele b'lekicha. You have to take a chavr. Ve'en chavr nikne ele b'damim. And even if you have to go to the extent of paying money to acquire a chavr, you should do that. There is a drush on this Mishnah, which is not the simple pshat, but I have seen the pshat, uknei lecha chavr means your kana. Your pen should always be your friend. If a person has a chiddush, for example, he shouldn't try to remember it. He may forget. But if he puts it down in writing, if his pen is a constant friend and whatever he is mechadish in Torah, he writes down, that is how he can preserve Torah and his chiddushim. And this is the way a person can remember Torah, and he eventually, by writing all his chiddushim down, will have a sefer that he can publish. V'avidan es kol ha'adam l'kavzcho. The final admonition of Yeshua ben Prachya is that you should judge every person favorably, which means as long as he's not a muchzik rasha, which we will speak about in the next Mishnah. But if he has a cheskes kashrus and he does something which is questionable, whether it was good or not, give him the benefit of the doubt and judge him l'kav zchus as doing something meritorious. There is a pshat of the Sfas Emes that says v'avidan es, not the Mishnah doesn't say v'avidan es kol adam l'kav zchus. It says v'avidan es kol ha adam l'kav zchus, meaning that even if you see your friend doing something wrong, don't judge him just on the thing that you noticed, that you observed, but rather look at the totality of the person. If you look at kol ha'adam, the entire person, and taking into account not only his blemishes, but also taking into account all the good things that that person does, then eventually, although you might have seen something bad, you will come to look at that person favorably if you take the whole person, the kol ha'adam, into account. Continues Mishnah Zion, Nitai or Abeli Oimer, the second of the pair, the Av Bezdin, Nitai or Abeli, says that a person has to go away from a bad neighbor, and just like there is a mitzvah of Dan Lekavzchus, a good person, a person who's Muchzik Rasha, who has a reputation of being a Rasha, there is no obligation to be Dan Him Lekavzchus. And not just that you shouldn't have connection with him, but you have to separate yourself from him. Because otherwise, even if you don't attach yourself to him, and you won't learn from his actions, but you better stay far away from him, because otherwise, if you get too close, we have a rule, Oyle Rasha v'Oyle Shcheinai. When the Rasha falls, his fall will affect his neighbor as well, and therefore Nita Arbeli tells us harchek mishachin ra, go far away from a bad neighbor. Va'al tischaber l'rasha, and don't attach yourself to a rasha. The Avos Rav Nosson says even afilu l'tayra. Why? Because whoever attaches himself to a rasha, even if he doesn't do like their actions, he gets neitel schar kiyotzmem. He gets rewarded like them. And the Bartanura brings down, Moshel Ma'adover Doima, L'nichnas Beis Haborsi. He goes into a place where they tan hides, which has a very bad odor. Afal Pishaloy Lakachlum. He didn't take anything from the tannery. Mikol Makaim Reyach Ra, Kolot Vaitzimai. He picked up in his garments, on his person, there will be the smell of the tannery, and when he leaves the tannery, that bad odor will follow him. So too, a person who has connection with Rishoyim, even if they don't have a bad effect on him that he's going to do like their actions, but something will rub off and he will get affected. He will have the bad odor of having been together attached to Rishoyim. And finally, Nita Arbeli tells us, V'al tisyayish min apronius. Don't give up, don't despair from punishment. So there are a number of pshatim here. The Bartanura tells us that a person should not say, why shouldn't I have connection? Why do you tell me Al Tetzchav LaRasha? Look, everything's great with the Russia. He's riding around in a Rolls Royce. He has a beautiful mansion. He looks happy, full of joy, rich, powerful, successful. Why shouldn't I? The answer is that's only temporary. But eventually, he will be punished. Eventually, Al Tetzchav min HaPranius. Don't give up that the end will be bad for him, and this is only a fleeting, temporary moment of joy for him. A second pshat is that a person who himself is doing well should not go around overconfident, but rather ashrei adam efachei tamid. Praiseworthy is the person who's always nervous. He's always nervous that al tesiyash min apranis, that he himself should not get punishment. And therefore, although everything is going well with him at any given moment, he should be careful to follow the Torah or mitzvahs perfectly to the best of his ability and not be secure that nothing can go wrong for him. And finally, Rashi says the pshat that Al Tetzchav min HaPranis means that if a person, in fact, is experiencing punishment from Hashem, he should not give up, because at the end, he shouldn't be miyayish from it, lefi shayishua kroiva lavoi. Don't despair. This is your Piranius is only temporary. Hashem wants to test you. Don't give up from the Piranius. At the end, if you have faith, Amunah b'Hashem, the Yeshua, the salvation of Hashem, will come.